Protecting David. Saul wanted David dead. So he told his servants and Jonathan to find him and kill him. Jonathan rushed and told David, "Go and hide. I'll talk to my father and see if I can reason with him. I'll let you know if I'm successful." Jonathan talked to his father and told him that David was a loyal servant and would do nothing to hurt the king. Saul listened to his son and promised to let David live. So David went back into the king's court and served him. War once again broke out with the Philistines, and David led the army to victory against them. Once again, the Lord allowed an evil spirit to enter the king. As David played the harp, Saul grabbed a spear and threw it at him. He jumped out of the way and ran from the room. Saul called his guards and told them to go to David's house in the morning and kill him. Michal heard about this and warned her husband, "You must leave tonight. They'll be here in the morning to kill you." He went out the window and she helped lower him down to the ground. She placed an image in his bed and put goat hair on top of it. She then covered it with a blanket. In the morning, she told the guards, "He's sick in bed." They went and told the king. He said, "Well, go bring me the bed with David in it and I'll kill him myself." When they went to the bed, they found the image with the goat hair. Saul yelled at Michal, "How could you lie to me and let my enemy get away?"
"Oh, he forced me to do it. He said he would kill me if I didn't."
David went to Samuel's house and told him everything that had happened. Saul found out that David was with Samuel, so he sent guards to go get him. When they got there, they saw Samuel sitting with some prophets. Suddenly, the guards sat down and started prophesying. Saul heard about this, so he sent more guards. The same thing happened to them. They sat down and started prophesying. So Saul sent a third set of guards. And again, they sat down and started prophesying. Finally, Saul went himself. When he got close to where they were, the Spirit of God came on him and he started prophesying as he walked along. When he entered the house, the king took off his clothes as he was prophesying. He then collapsed and lay naked for the rest of the day and all night.